And welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy with me on this edition of the program. And we're coming back to the question of homeschooling. I was homeschooled in the 1960s and 1970s, got involved in homeschool conferences in 1986, spoke at a conference in Paso Robles, California in 1986. And then Bill Jack has been speaking at conferences, well, since about 1986, Bill. I mean, you were pretty much hitting the homeschool circuit about the same time I was, only you were twice as old as I was.
No, I was going to say that, you know, I was a pup and you were the...
I think you were a little bit older than me. But been involved with this for quite some time and seeing something of a blessing for the nation with this homeschool increase. And we've seen homeschooling increase from roughly 1 million students in 1999 to 3 million in 2019 over a period of 20 years. And then just over the last year, it doubled in size. This thing is taking off, my friends. By fall of 2020, 11.1% of households with school-aged children reported homeschooling. 11.1% of households. That's census data. Came out. Evidently, they did some census stuff in 2020, as you know, we expected them to do. And by fall of 2020, 11.1% of households in America with school-aged children were homeschooling. That was up from, you know, 2-3% in the early 2000s, and then something like 4-5% by the time you hit 2019. The most accurate number we have was from Pew Research in 2019 at 3 million. Now, close to 6 million homeschoolers in America. That is as of last fall. That means a doubling of U.S. households since the 2019-2020 school year. States with the most homeschoolers by percentage, get this, Oklahoma at 20%, Alaska at 27%, Florida 17% of the kids being homeschooled, Vermont it was 17%, West Virginia 17%, Georgia was 16%, Louisiana 15%, New Mexico 14%. All right, so those are the leading states. I think we were upwards of 8-9% here in the state of Colorado.
You know, but, what surprises me about that is not the Alaska number, because you would expect in remote areas where families settle in Alaska that they would be a lot of homeschoolers. So 27% doesn't surprise me. What shocks me?
Florida.
No. New Mexico.
New Mexico.
One of the most liberal states in the country, the most pro-abort state in the country, and it's at 14% of the population is homeschooling.
But here's why. Here's why. It turns out the minorities have jumped on the bandwagon big time.
They see what's going on. They see the destruction of the family by the state, and they don't want any part of it.
This is minorities doing it. The whites aren't doing it. It turns out this is not your typical WASPy white Anglo-Saxon Protestant movement at this point. No, it's the minorities. It probably is some of the lower income families moving in this direction. But I think people are realizing that the public schools aren't doing the job. They saw the bankruptcy of the system in 2020.
Right.
And it is bankrupt.
They've observed it either by looking over their students' shoulders while they were cloistered at home, you know, doing remote learning, or they have watched how the teachers' union has co-opted all of the jurisdiction of the school.
This Walton Family Foundation, that's the Walmart people, did a study called the Bellwether Study on homeschooling and education. This just came out. This is brand new, hot off the press. The Walton Family Research Organization has done this. This is a table in their report. I've looked at the whole report, and this is a recent survey of people who are up to here, fed up with the public school system. They're out of here by minority status. And here we go. Whites, 6% are saying, we're out of here. The question is, will you send your kids to school at least one day per week this fall? And the among the whites, it was like 6%. So, you know, not that high, pretty much what the homeschooling movement has been for the last 10 or 15 years. But amongst the black population, 18%, Hispanics, 17%, Asians, 12%. What is that? 3-4 times the incidence of what we find amongst the white population. Bill, this is a minority movement.
They're saying they're not sending their children even for one day a week.
Not even for one day.
That's amazing.
We're clean out of here. We're not putting up with this anymore. That's what they're saying.
And it's about time. And I am grateful that their eyes have been popped open, and I hope that they stay the course because of the benefits that they see in having their students at home with them, rather than just being a knee-jerk reaction to the negatives that they've heard and seen over the past year.
Yeah, I hope we're just not escaping something, but we're embracing something with a distinctively Christ-centered biblical worldview perspective. Well, according to the report, Bellwether Report, this is quote-unquote from the report, Black and Hispanic families now have the highest rate of homeschooling in the nation.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow, good for them.
Hispanic families, Black families, highest rate of homeschooling in the nation. 51% of Black families and 44% of Hispanic families are interested in forming or joining learning pods, while only 29% of non-Hispanic white families have interest in forming or joining learning pods. I guess the learning pod thing is the 1, 2, 3, 4 day a week thing. Significant increase in interest in independent homeschooling, independent forms of education on the part of the minorities.
Yeah, you know what this means? It means that the white population needs to get woke.
Yeah, we got to get all woke up.
Yeah, we need to wake up and realize what's happening to our students and pull them out of the schools.
Well, it seems to me that most of the population has been dead in the water, asleep at the switch as the bathrooms are being transgendered, as the entire academic sphere is losing ground, and as we see the biblical worldview undermined more and more with each successive of year. It seems to me that most American Christians, most American white evangelicals are not coming out from among them being separate from the public schools. They still insist on sending their kids to the transgendered schools. Sadly, we need a revival amongst, well, all of the minority groups, majority groups. We need a revival among all the Christian groups. Friends, let's talk about the good news. Next on Generations, there's good news here. There's good news. Good news in America. And how is that affecting Europe? That next on Generations.
Ever since the creation of the Garden of Eden, Satan has been working his hardest to erase the knowledge of God and seduce the creatures made in God's image to think that they are the center of the universe. One look at today's society and you see his progress. Humanistic thought has inundated our culture, and we can trace its roots directly back to the classroom and the textbooks we're setting in front of our kids. That's why every Christian homeschool parent should have a curriculum that's not only rock solid academically, but most importantly will point students back to their Creator as the source of all wisdom and knowledge, and to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you've been struggling to find such a curriculum, look no further. Here at Generations, we've spent over 15 years developing our Christian discipleship curriculum to help Christian homeschool parents like you pass on the faith to your children by teaching a God-centered view of life and integrating the Bible into every lesson. Our goal is to not only help you meet your students' academic needs, but also to assist you in discipling your children for generations to come. So get started today with our Christian discipleship curriculum and watch your children marvel, learn, and mature as they embark on a God-focused learning adventure to discover more about the world around them and the one who made it all. You can learn more about our curriculum resources and pick up our newly released fifth grade curriculum pack today at generations.org/curriculum. That's generations.org/curriculum.
And we're back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you, Bill Jack, also in studio today. God's doing something, Bill. God's shaking the world. And, you know, we look back at COVID year and see that homeschooling doubled in population. God shook the world in order for that which cannot be shaken to remain. That's the Hebrews 12 passage. But confidence in schools, confidence in governments, confidence in Congress at an all-time low. Congress at 12%, down from 42% in 1975. This is the American Confidence in Institutions survey done by Gallup, I believe. And confidence in television news at 16%. That's only 16% of Americans believe in what they hear and see on the television news. That's down from 46% in 1975. Confidence in schools at 30%, down from 19 75 at 62%, about half of what it was in 1975. So, yeah, confidence in military and small business still pretty high, but confidence in American public schools, American government, American television news at all-time lows right now. Homeschooling represents a decentralization of power in the minds of children. And that's why I have been fairly enthusiastic about home education for a long time. I don't know if you've picked that up from me in the studio. But
I've gotten hints.
Here got a little bit of hint, yeah. But I've been excited about the fact that God is doing something with home education in America. It's one of the most positive things I see in America. Not to say that it's a panacea, some kind of a fix-all for all of America's problems. I'm just simply saying that home education is something of a decentralizing influence upon American education. The Tower of Babel is crumbling. I think that's what's happening. The one-size-fits-all centralized standardized system of education is crumbling. You know, ultimately, let's look at public schools and say it is a naturalistic, materialistic, humanistic worldview that is imposed upon 94-98% of American population, but now only, you know, 84% of the American population. Don't kid yourself. There's still, you know, something like 84% of American kids attending these public schools. And it is the one-size-fits-all worldview, and we would like to see that undermined, wouldn't we?
I'd like to see it brought down because it's killing kids. The system is killing kids. It does not teach the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's what we need to be teaching. And so it does not surprise me that finally there are cracks in the foundation of the system brought about by this manufactured pandemic that we've experienced and how the government systems have responded to it to get more control. And so this is a matter of jurisdiction. It's a matter of who has the right to speak law in this arena. And when it comes to education, you and I have hammered this and hammered this and hammered this. It is not the jurisdiction. It is not the authority of the state. It is up to the authority of the fathers and the mothers to train their children to obey God's word. And that's not what the state does. And so the state is grasping for control and more control and trying to destroy the family through their policies, as we saw with the black community back in the 70s and 80s, and even in the 60s, you know, the great society.
The not-so-great society.
Was a destructive force against black families specifically.
Well, I want to get back to this jurisdiction issue, but first of all, God always brings the Towers of Babel down. He always brings the Towers of Babel down. Don't get the impression that somehow all of this is out from under the control of Almighty God. He will bring these towers down, and that's what he's doing. But there is also something encouraging here in that I think homeschooling is something of a weaning of the family from the jurisdiction of the state, overruling the family jurisdiction in the area of education. I think there's something of weaning going on.
I certainly hope so. And again, I think it's because that what parents have observed and been able to get a glimpse into the classroom over the past year, they are beginning to see what the destructive force is on their families and on their students.
Well, there's a battle over this jurisdiction, over the area of education. There is a battle going on. Now, thanks be to God that Homeschool Legal Defense Association, I'm thinking Chris Klitka, I'm thinking Mike Ferris and others fought this battle tooth and nail over a period of 30 to 40 years, and thanks be to God, home education is free in all 50 states to some degree or another, and America is the nation that is going towards home education has since the 1980s and 1990s. Now, let's take a look at Europe for just a moment. Homeschooling actually in Europe is most active in Russia.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, our organization, of course, sponsored the first homeschool conferences in St. Petersburg. As far as I know, the first homeschool conferences in Russia, and worked on that for 6 or 7 years. I think it's still going on strong. But homeschooling is very active in Russia, 100,000 students there. In France, it's something like 63,000. In the UK, something like 50,000. Poland's at 15,000 right now. Hungary's at about 8,000. Czech Republic, something like 2,500. Austria's at 2,100. What's ironic here, Bill, is that Germany and Sweden and Greece have outlawed home education, as you know.
On what basis did they say they were?
Well, we're going to get to that in just a moment because France is doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So these Western European nations like Germany and Sweden and Greece have outlawed home education. Also, the Netherlands has banned home education with some exceptions, as I understand it. It's interesting. The Eastern Bloc and Russia appear to be the new bastions of freedom when it comes to home education.
I know.
There's some irony
here. Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
1992, I was in Romania on a missions trip, and I was invited into the state schools, asked specifically to proclaim the gospel, and they gave me gifts. They treated me civilly. They invited me back.
That didn't happen in Colorado.
I came back to Colorado, and then I was out on a sidewalk in front of West High School, downtown Denver, passing out an Issues and Answers newspaper, which is a Christian newspaper.
Let me guess, the school principal put a pie in your face.
He shoved me.
He shoved you?
Twice.
Twice?
On a public sidewalk.
That's not what you saw in the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, there was more freedom behind what we used to call the Iron Curtain than there was in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Okay. All right. Well, France is doing it now. France is looking at banning home education, which is, I mean, a critical moment in this nation's history, because France comes in, I think, number two, between number two and number three, depending on where the UK is. Nobody really knows some of these numbers. But France is upwards of 63,000 students. Russia, as I said, 100,000-ish. The UK down around 50,000. And the French President Emmanuel Macron has announced on Friday's intention to outlaw homeschooling in 2021. This is LifeSite News reporting on this particular issue. According to the report, the president said the government would also step up control of self-funded, private, and independent schools through inspections of curriculum and by strong enforcement of a new law that requires private schools to teach a common core defined by the state. The announcement comes as part of the president's plan to combat Islamic separatism and to free Islam in France from foreign influences. Here's a quote from the president. He's talking to an audience in Paris. And this is what he said. The goal of training and promoting in France a generation of imams and intellectuals to defend an Islam fully compatible with the values of the Republic is a necessity. His aim is to, quote, protect children from religion, and that includes Christianity. But are they going to protect us from the religion of statism, humanism, and the worship of man? I guess that would be my question.
Well, the answer to that is education by nature is religious. We teach values by the way a teacher dresses, by the way a teacher addresses students, by the way he sets the rules for integrity in his classroom. So education by nature is religious. It's not, is religion going to be taught in the schools? The question is, whose religion or which religion? And so under the guise of saying we're going to keep Islam, radical Islam, at bay, we're going to therefore ban all religion except one, which is, as you pointed out, statism. It is secularism. Secularism is the belief that there may or may not be a God, but even if he does exist, he is irrelevant in history, art, science, literature, music, economics, politics, government. So you're free to go worship in your house of worship, but you cannot bring your faith to bear in the culture around you. That is what secularism is. That is what statism is. It's not no religion. It is the religion of secularism.
Well, it's interesting that the president also calls his religion secularism. He says, we are all about secularism. That is the religion we teach. He didn't use the word religion, but that's what he's saying. It is truly the heart of the space of secularism. And it is this place, as the school is the heart of secularism, and this place where we form consciences so that children become free, rational citizens, able to choose their own lives.
This is the French Revolution all over again.
Yeah, just simply the religion of humanism, the religion of state worship, the religion of forming a state ethic that, of course, doesn't come from the word of God, but comes from the gods of the marketplace. And he went on to say on this subject, in the face of all these excesses that exclude thousands of children from education to citizenship, from access to culture, to our history, to our values, to the experience of otherness, et cetera, et cetera. I realize that we have debated a lot with the ministers that it's no doubt one of the most radical since the laws of 1882. So he's acknowledging this new law is the most radical since 1882, which allowed for home education in France. From the start of the 2021 school year, school instruction in Paris or in France will be made compulsory for all from the age of 3 years. Believe it or not, homeschooling will be strictly limited, particularly to health reasons. So if you have a child with health problems, maybe you can homeschool. Other than that, apparently homeschooling's banned in France. There go 63,000 students who have been homeschooled in this Western European nation, while Russia, Poland, Romania, Hungary, etc., are rushing into home education. By the way, I was in the Eastern Bloc just, 2 months ago, producing one of the first homeschool conferences in the Eastern Bloc, and we had something like 100 families join us, and we are putting a significant amount of weight behind some of these international homeschooling endeavors, and friends, because there are some nations that will be freer than others. There will be some nations in which you will not be persecuted for being a Christian. Not so for France, not so for Germany, not so for Sweden. If you want to be a Christian in these nations, you're going to have to throw your kids into the indoctrination centers to be sure that they are thoroughly homosexualized and transgenderized, which is exactly what the French president is talking about. It's interesting. I was reading an article back in March on this particular law, Article 21. The French Communist Party was the only party that endorsed the legislation without any qualification. So apparently there were a few qualifications that were added, but the Communist Party was the party that was most supportive of abolishing home education. Friends, you know exactly why. It's because the Communist Manifesto has these words in the very heart of the Communist Manifesto. In fact, if you want to know what communism is about, if you want to know what the Communist Manifesto and Karl Marx was all about, then you have to read the Communist Manifesto. Because right there in the middle of the Communist Manifesto is replace home education with social. Replace home education with social. Those were the words that constituted the very heart of the Communist Manifesto. In other words, Marx was out for abolishing the family. In fact, he admitted it. He has these words in the Communist Manifesto: abolish the family. It's all about abolishing the family. It's all about taking the kids away from the parents as early as possible, preferably about 4 years of age. No, make that 3 years of age. No, make that 2 years of age. Oh, no, make that 2 weeks, so that they are raised by the state to be statists and socialists and communists, and that's precisely what is happening in Germany, Sweden, and France.
And the United States. You look at the Democratic Party platform, look at the National Education Association, and they have the same goals. The goals are, when I was teaching back in Illinois back 45 years ago, the motto of the state education association, the teachers education association, was
let me guess, replace home education with social.
Close
okay,
to that.
Okay
it was more subtle. It okay. was we teach the children.
That's kind of scary.
We teach the children.
That's kind of scary.
It's not we help parents. We assist parents. Is we teach the, now there's an arrogance to that.
Excuse me very much.
Yes,
we'll take them.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what it is.
Excuse me very much, we'll take them from here.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Plato said.
Yeah.
In the Republic.
We've let you change the diapers, and we've let you teach them a language, something that no teacher has ever done, taken somebody who's a lump, knowing nothing, and taught them a complete language with little or no effort. And then we want to take them from you now that they're potty trained and housebroken, and we can teach them the new worldview.
There's a
of secularism.
A couple of comments I want to make, Bill, as we wrap up this program. There certainly is irony here. These Western governments are so concerned about Islam and even cults destabilizing their countries after they've already destroyed the foundation of their societies with their cultic ideas. I mean, that's what's happened. How much more damage can you do to a society than what the Germans, the French, the Swedes, and the UKers are doing to their societies, friends, with this radical anti-family agenda? They planted social nuclear bombs, fired them off, destroyed sexuality, destroyed family life, destroyed marriage. And now they think that Islam's going to mess everything up. They think that Christianity could mess everything up. I'm trying to think, how much more damage can you do to a society than secular humanism, feminism, homosexualism, and the cult of naturalistic evolution has done already? I'm trying to think, how would you further screw up a society than what they've already done?
Yeah.
Secularism can't stand against the commitment of Islam either. I don't think Islam is going to go away. I think Islam does rot out cultures, but the religion of man-centered secularism rots out everything much, much faster. What the president of France needs to do is bring Christianity back, repent of this apostasy into modern man-worshipping, man-centric humanism, and bring a Christian world and life view back into government. But, of course, that's not going to happen anytime too soon unless there's a revival. ultimately, friends, the Christian faith, the Christian approach will empower individual families, as Bill said, to make their choices in their education, in the raising of their children, in the development of faith and character in the next generation. That can only happen through parents. And even though there's some diversity in families, in the end, a biblical approach is much better. Empower the family. Allow the family to control the education of the child. That's the better way to go. Get out of this mindset that the state, the government can fix everybody and maintain stability by pure tyranny. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work that way. Get out of the mindset that we can live with all kinds of religious jockeying for power as long as the secular state controls everything. No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. Secularism doesn't have what it takes to survive. Islam is probably going to take over France. Remember, France right now is 1% evangelicals and somewhat on the rise, but it's 9% Muslim. It's the largest Muslim population in Western Europe. So France is 9% Muslim. The projection, according to birth rates, et cetera, at least according to Pew Research, is anywhere between 13% to 18% in 25 years from now, which is the point at which Islam always takes over the country. I mean, if you look at the progression, Islam has to achieve about 13 to 18% before it's able to control a society. Unless there's an evangelical revival, a Christian revival in France, secularism is pure dry rot. Secularism doesn't survive. It can't survive. It's pure dry rot for any civilization. Islam will dominate France within 25 years. So get ready for Sharia law. If you're a secularist in France right now, you need to raise your girls with a hijab job. You know the hijab job? You know, if you're a secularist in France right now and you don't want the Christian faith, well, get ready for the hijab job. That's what's going to happen to your girls, you secularists in France. So you don't have many options here except to repent, turn back to the living God, and see a Christian world and life view return to these Western European nations. That's where things are in Europe today. Secondly, homeschooling provides an alternative, a possible island of safety. Now, sadly, France is getting rid of theirs, but this island of freedom is increasing here and there around the world. Now, there are exceptions, as I said, as to whether or not this is going to yield a good thing for certain families. Some families create their own little cult, complete with their own forms of sexual autonomy. I won't talk about what happens there, but there are families who do Wiccan homeschooling. It's not that much different from the public school forms of weirdness, but they do that kind of thing. So as leaders in the homeschooling community in America, homeschooling bears a fairly high standard deviation. That is, there's a fairly wide distribution of people that do it. Nevertheless, the freedom itself will yield an overall improvement, and it will give opportunity for the Christian faith to survive. And Bill, I think that's what's key right now. We got to get these kids out of the public schools so that we can get it out of that one-size-fits-all naturalistic, materialistic worldview and give them a distinctively Christian worldview. America has the largest homeschool population by a factor of 100. That's why America is still somewhat of a wild card. We have a committed evangelical population of 8 to 10%. That's better than France. It's still about 35 million people. But here's one more observation before we're done. And Bill, this is exactly where we started. The kingdom of God is going international. I've been doing that for a long time. But
really?
Yeah.
And maybe was that the beginning of Acts? You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and
the uttermost parts of the earth. Right?
Yeah. It's an international.
Every tribe and nation, et cetera. So, hey, there's no getting around it. Last will be first. The first will be last. The first will be last. The Europeans will be last, but the last will be first. This is the kind of thing that happens throughout history. It's interesting also, a lot of my Bible studies and discipleship groups are with folks from a lot of different cultures. It's really interesting. And we have a widely different groupings of people that are connected with our ministry now. I mean, we have, it's red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in His sight. It's all over the map. It's amazing. I think we have something like 100 nations tuning into our radio program. The last best thing we can hand off to our international friends, I think, is a biblical worldview, a family discipleship approach. I've been to 16 different nations, Bill, sharing a family discipleship vision, encouraging them to throw off the Western secular rot that our State Department and the United Nations UNICEF programs are exporting from the rotted, dying carcass of Western nations, and encouraging these Christian brothers and sisters to take on a biblical worldview and a family discipleship approach. Homeschool their kids. And they're listening. And people are getting the vision for this. By the way, friends, if pastors from other countries would like more of this vision, just email us at host@generations.org, and we'll find a way to provide the vision for homeschooling, family discipleship, and biblical worldview to your nation as well. Just simply contact us at host@generations.org, and we'd love to do conferences, seminars, what have you. Again, we've been to Malawi, Uganda, Zambia, Nepal, Ukraine, and on it goes. So, friends, if you're thinking it's about time to wean your children, your families, from the secular model and bring them a distinctively biblical worldview in their education, then let's start discipling nations in this vein. Email me at host@generations.org and get the vision into your nations, into your churches, for a biblical worldview and a family discipleship model. Well, friends, I'd encourage you to our little book, Epoch. Actually, it's a big book.
It's a big book. The Rise and Fall of the West. That's no little book.
I know, it's a big book. Yep. It's a really big book. Well, I would talk about the rise and fall of education as well. That's one of the last chapters in the book. And I think it's helpful to see the 30,000-foot view of what's happening with the rise and fall of education in the West. Get a copy of Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West, at our website, generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.